Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week's parsha is Ki Tetzeh. I'm going to recycle an old wedding speech, but all the old speeches have a great deal of value to them. And the wonderful thing about wedding speeches is that nobody remembers them. So it will be fresh to our listening audience. In this week's parsha, we read that the Torah said, Ki tivneh bayit chadash, if you come to build a new home, new house, ve'asita ma'ke legagecha, you should build a fence around the roof. In the time the Bible, and certainly in later times, and even our times as well, there are flat roofs. And in that time, the roofs were used to put fruit and other things to dry. It was used as an extra, in the summer, it was an extra bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So
just like in the tenements.
Right. So the Jewish requirement, the halakha, requires that any open space like that requires a fence around it. Because it says in the Torah, ki yipol hanofel mimenu, because a person that can fall, a person can fall off, God forbid. And that rule has been extended to all dangerous places. You need a banister going downstairs. You need always a place of restraint so that, God forbid, accidents shouldn't occur in the home. We know that a home is a very dangerous place. I think I read once that the vast majority of all accidents and falls occur in one's own home. So the question arises, the Torah said, Ki tivneh bayit chadash, you're coming to build a new house. When we think about building a new house, the first mitzvah that we think of is mezuzah.
That's right.
Right, put up the mezuzah. In fact, we buy fancy mezuzah cases and we give the honor of putting up the mezuzah to notables. Now, the Torah doesn't say, Ki tivneh bayit chadash, put a mezuzah on the house. The Torah says, put a fence around it, around the roof, around the exposed area so that nobody should fall off. There's a technical reason that's mentioned by the Netziv and other scholars, is that because technically, at least outside the land of Israel, one can live 30 days in a home without a mezuzah the first 30 days. So it's not an immediate mitzvah. It only comes 30 days later, even though the opinion here in the land of Israel and here in Israel, we put on a mezuzah right away. But I think there's a great moral reason behind this, which really reflects the Jewish attitude towards everything. And that is that we are enjoined to be a defensive driver in life. We have to be careful. You can put all the mezuzahs on the door that you want, but if you don't put up the fence, somebody's going to fall, and the mezuzah will not save him.
Right.
The fence will save him. And that's true in every area of life. Those of us fortunate enough to drive here in the land of Israel become defensive drivers out of necessity. You always have to figure the other guy's going to cut you off. He's going to make a left turn from the right lane. All of these things you factor in the moment you get into a car because otherwise you won't survive. God forbid there'll be accidents. So one becomes a defensive driver. If one is a defensive driver, then, so to speak, you can roll with the punches. You'll survive without getting into too much trouble. But if you're not a defensive driver, right, if you're an aggressive driver, sooner or later all aggressive drivers pay a price for it. And that's true in life generally. The Torah, when it came to warn us about events in life. And it warned us that we have to be safe. And we have to erect fences in human behavior. So therefore we have proper speech. We have proper clothing. We have defenses against immorality. All of that is built into the Torah. It's built into the Jewish psyche. That's the way human beings are supposed to behave. Don't put yourself in compromising positions. I mean, there's an ex-president of the United States who wishes that that would have happened to him.
Indeed.
Right? But you put yourself in a difficult situation, so you can't expect that somehow you're not going to be tarnished by it. You're not going to be injured by it. And therefore, we're looking for the fence, right? When you build a new home, put up the fence first. Make sure that the home, and in a Jewish home, the fences are in the kitchen, what kind of food you have, the fences are in the bedroom, and what's the holiness of intimacy. The fences are everywhere. And that's what makes a Jew, that's what makes the home. A home without fences. We're in the midst of a great controversy here in Israel and the world about a fence, right?
Right.
But I think that any logical person will realize that the fence would do us a lot of good.
Right.
First of all, it would keep us in, and secondly, it would keep them out. And that's the purpose of a fence. What did Robert Frost say? Fences make good neighbors.
Right.
Well, that certainly is true. And therefore, the Torah, when it emphasizes this idea of building a new home, tells us, build a makkah, you build the fence first. Ki'ipol ha'nofel imenu, so nobody will fall off the roof.
So the lesson is both concrete, but it's also spiritual.
That's true.
One quick question.
The fence need not be concrete.
One quick question. If a landlord is Jewish, a Jewish landlord owns an apartment building,
yes.
Is he therefore?
He's obligated.
He's obligated, and the fence idea also goes to the idea of window guards, where children might fall out.
Absolute window guards is absolutely. Not only that, window guards. It also goes to the idea of having privacy, of not having windows that stare into other people's windows, which the Talmud discusses. And if there are such things, to provide shades, to provide curtains. It extends to that area. Those are all the fences that we're talking about.
Fascinating.
Pleasure.
Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about Parsha Kisetze.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.